Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban three fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobovka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck and pull a truck, hug him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to String Cheese.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you's a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let him know
where mama at.
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hockman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Alana strong-armed Jimmy into playing ultra-style music. By the way, if you're going to the Heat game tonight, take in account ultra traffic. And I think the Heat game starts at 8 tonight, so you have a few extra minutes to get down there.
Starts at 8, and it's been pouring. I don't know how it is in Boca or Davie.
Yeah.
Miami
pouring.
Today is a monsoon.
Aren't they
rain,
cracking down?
Ultra heat, like you got a recipe for traffic down there.
But they're cracking down on spring break. That means they're cracking down on ultra too, right?
No.
Well, it's ticketed. You have to buy a ticket.
Okay. Cause yeah, all I've been watching on the news was how there's more police on the beach than travelers.
Good.
Come on, old man.
Coming down here.
That's good.
Yeah,
stay
that's
out of
good.
My city.
It's enough already. Everybody coming down here. I got places to go. I don't need to wait in line.
That's good.
So
stay out of here, youngins.
FAU. So FAU's playing right now. I'm watching the game. They're playing Northwestern. FAU, by the way, stinks. In my humble college basketball opinion, they stink.
Don't tell
me. And Rob Pizzola told us FAU, and Lee Sterling told us FAU. And so the line was up to FAU -4.5 at the beginning of the game. So I said, I'm not going to bet it, and I'll wait. And Northwestern scored a couple buckets, and it was FAU -2.5, which is what it was at the beginning of the week. So I put the bet in, FAU -2.5. Well, then they stink.
What's the score?
So now I've live bet it again, FAU +3.5. It's 56-52 right now. There's 4 minutes left. FAU is losing. Now I'm getting 3.5 on one of these bets, so I've doubled up. But At one point, it was FAU plus 7.5 just a few minutes ago. Team stinks. Let me tell you something about Northwestern, too. They stink. And the University of Kentucky, they stink. Didn't they Zach Gelb have them going all the way to the Final Four?
Zach Gelb? Ooh, he might have.
Richard Gelb on this show had them going to the Final Four.
Might have written down his bracket, actually.
Really? Well, all the things that you do on this show, you would have written down Gelb's Final Four?
I wrote
all the things you don't do on this show.
Which is a lot. I understand that. But I had Lee Sterling and Rob Pozzola's picks written down. I did not write down Zach Gelb.
I could
have
told you.
I have a 14 parlay with FAU having to win to complete my 14 parlay.
Do they have to just win outright or they have to cover minus 2.5?
They have to win outright.
All right. Well, it's not going to happen.
And I have the Creighton Drake FAU parlay. So this game is two of my parlays right now.
Well, you may want to hedge if it's not too late.
Early, what's it called? Early cash out?
Early cash out. Problem is it's not early. There's 3 minutes and 20 seconds left in the game.
Let me see what I got.
You're going to be getting pennies on the dollar, sucker.
I can cash out right now. But it's pennies on the dollar.
Yeah. Panthers are bumming me out. I lost money on the Panthers' economic recovery plan last night. They went down 2 goals, I bet them. But I actually had a plus night last night. I had Matthew Tkachuk over 3.5 shots on goal. He ended with 4, and I don't know how, because I only counted 1. It was one of the most surprising, miraculous things at the end when I just look at the CBS Sports app. Like, how much did I get crushed by on these Tkachuk shots on goal? Went over? He had 4?
Yes.
I said, I'm going to wait till this is actually in the account. I'm not taking anybody's word for it. Sure as bleep, there it was. Green got the money.
Well, speaking of accounts, you know, I appreciate the Crowder Powder love yesterday because we cashed in. We got a bunch of orders last night, crowderpowder.com. Go get your order in. But yeah, we were packing envelopes all night long.
Wait till I tell you, Solana, in the 3 o'clock hour. That's all I'm saying. Wait till I tell you in the 3 o'clock hour. Because Katie Meyer's joining us in the 2 o'clock hour. I am not going to get sidetracked with this buffoonery till the 3 o'clock hour.
We got some kinks to work out.
Wait till I tell you.
We got some kinks to work out. Man, Hawk ain't worth a damn, Solana.
Hawk ain't worth a damn. Don't start tainting the jury. I was in the suite last night for the Panthers game. Bryce, who's I believe he's the chief marketing officer, CMO for the Panthers, came up to the suite. It was with Ryan from Funky Buddha, a whole bunch of guys. And I pulled him to the side. He used to be their catering director. He's the CMO now. Right. Pulled him to the side. I said, I got to talk to you about this $23 potato. Long story short, I believe they're going to change the name to the Stanley Spud.
Really?
Yeah. I may have saved the Panthers yesterday.
Marketing genius.
I may have saved the Panthers. Yeah, I couldn't let it go. He's standing there. I know the guy. I've known him for a couple of years. Bryce, let me talk to you over here. And it's embarrassing. I got to tell you, you have a $23 potato. All it says is loaded potato. I go, what kind of marketing is this?
You pulled him to the side like a child.
Pulled him to the side. Sometimes you got to do people a solid.
Is that appropriate, though, for you to do that?
No.
At a game to
sure.
pull the
Absolutely.
Chief marketing officer. But
Absolutely.
Aside from calling yourself a food provocateur and giving out terrible food Mount Rushmores on the radio, what actual marketing knowledge do you have that would qualify you to give out an opinion on what the Florida Panthers should call their potato?
Oh, I'll tell you. I've gone shopping at Publix. A potato's a dime.
Not pricing. Marketing. How can you tell a man that's moved up and done marketing for
because they're not marketing it, they're calling it potato. I'm marketing it.
Less is more sometimes.
Anyway, Coach Katie Meyer, she announced her retirement from coaching yesterday. 19 years as head coach at the University of Miami women's basketball team. And she's going to join us. We'll talk with her, see what comes next.
Hear that?
3 o'clock hour, though. Just wait till you hear what transpired in the tunnel at the Panthers arena last night. That's all I'm saying. That's it. Order,
just, order just came in. Bzz, bzz.
The orders are coming in. All I'm doing is talking about it, telling people. People are DMing me. I'm giving them the website. Guy's charging me $19 a bottle.
I gave it to you. $8.52 is the price. $52 to play on the Dolphins number, you know, $8.52.
I didn't get a discount, Solana. I didn't get a discount on my Crowder powder. I'm following him around on his comedy shows like I'm a deadhead. I spent more money on Crowder comedy shows than I've spent in 5 years going to see live events. Can't get a discount on the powder.
Hawk spent more money at your comedy shows than Big O has spent watching you two in the past decade, which is hard as hell to do, man.
I signed the bottle for you.
Hey, what's going on here? FAU cut it to 2.
Ooh, 305 remaining in the game, gentlemen.
56-54. All right, let's get headlines. Let's do headlines for the beginning of the show here with Alejandro Solana so we can have some fun with Katie Meyer. Keep an eye on the game, blah, 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 and a bleep, bleep, bleep.
All right, they're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. FAU is about to go to the line right now. There is under 3 minutes to play. They're down 56-54, and Golden will go to the line, their big white center, to shoot two.
Guy's gigantic. He's like 7'4". Gigantic.
Yeah. Can he shoot free throws?
Yeah, remember last year, he shot some today that went in, but remember last year in the tournament, he kept going to the line, and you look at him and you go, well, that guy can't shoot free throws, and he can.
Wow, just wet it. That was nice.
Yeah. White guys usually shoot free throws.
Not these big lumbering 7'4 guys, though.
Mm-hmm. No. That was the edge. Whoever told us FAU, that was the edge that this big center is going to lock down the paint.
Yep.
His name's Vladislav. That, you know, like when you think of names, don't mess with a guy named this. Vladislav has to be
there's
up there.
There's only one exception to not messing with the guy whose name starts V-L-A-D. And that would happen to be the Vlad that works for us.
He'll never quit.
He'll never quit, though.
You beat him up Monday, you got to fight Tuesday. He's never going to quit.
From the ER, you're going to see me.
As soon as they take this tube out my nose, it's over for you.
The Florida Panthers did lose, as Hawk mentioned. They were shut out again. Well, Hawk, I didn't watch the game. So were they once again just outplayed like they were against Carolina, or did they were they just not able to score enough goals yesterday, or any goal?
Well, they definitely weren't able to score enough goals because they didn't have any. They just couldn't get anything sustained going on. They would come down, they'd get a shot, and then it was immediately coming back in their zone. There was just nothing sustained all night. It was a really herky-jerky game. It really wasn't much fun. It's one of the worst games that I've seen them play all season long.
All right, well, they'll be back out on the road tomorrow. The Cats are at the Rangers, 8 p.m. puck drop.
All right.
Inter Miami also plays tomorrow against the New York Red Bulls. That'll be at 2 p.m. You can hear both of those games right here on 560 WQAM.
Somebody texts in, you should try to go on Shark Tank, Crowder.
Jack, it's coming.
You know.
Let me get a little proof of sales going, a little proof of production. I got the blueprint now.
I like when people go on that show, though, with no proof of sales. Right. And they just talk about how they know that they're going to have sales.
I don't want to go on now and say, I make seasoning, fellas. Hey, baby, I got some seasoning, baby.
Because then the guy, the bald guy, is going to go, is there anything proprietary here? Mr. Crowder. You seem to have a nice personality and you're effervescent, but is there anything proprietary when it comes to this, or could anybody put some salt and paprika in a vessel and sell it?
Can you give me the language of origin on that P word you just said?
I'm just going to get you ready for the show. I'm just going to get you. I'll walk you through a couple of the roadblocks. Mark Cuban's going to say, if you went on, this is what Mark Cuban would say. He would go, I love it. It's a product, though. I invest in companies. This is just a product. I think you're going to do well, and I don't think you need any of our help. But I don't invest in products. I invest in companies.
Well, Mr. Cuban, we have steak coming out. We have a lemon pepper and a firecracker coming out soon. We have 8 proprietary blends that are in the works, as well as hot sauce and olive oil coming soon.
Well, I don't invest in restaurants.
I'm going to smack your mouth, Mr. Cuban.
FAU's up, 58-56.
Woo! All right, let's go Northwestern. I'm sorry. I want your bet to win. I want your bet to win. It's just, it pains me.
I thought you bet them.
No, I didn't. I didn't.
2 parlays are going off this game.
All right, sorry. I apologize. I am rooting
and
for you guys.
I've got 2 bets on FAU. I've got 1 at -2.5 and 1 at +3.5. I mean, you're rooting for Northwestern. Now, I will tell you, Appel bet Northwestern. Hmm. So now you're siding with Appel over us.
I'm not. I am rooting for you guys to win, but as you know, I'm a diehard FIU Panther, and it is tough for me to root for the FAU Owls. It just is.
I can understand. I can understand.
Yeah. The Miami Heat, they do play tonight.
Century-long dynasties.
Listen, man.
They look back longingly at the Isaiah Thomas era.
All we needed was that one victory over UM, baby. That's better than any dynasty. That is better than any dynasty. The Miami Heat do play the Pelicans tonight, 1st of 4 straight at home. I told you yesterday they have 13 regular season games remaining. 9 of those starting tonight are at home. The Pelicans lost last night. They got blown out. And worse for them, Brandon Ingram suffered an ugly injury. I don't know if you guys saw this video circulating yesterday. Hyperextended his knee, did not look good at all. He is going to be out tonight for New Orleans. They were down 20 going into the fourth. They go on a 10-0 run to start the fourth quarter. Zion picks up his 5th foul, and then the Magic just kind of run away with it at the end. So Zion rested the finals.
5 piece of fouls.
He got a 5-piece.
Zion rested the final 6 minutes of the game since it was a blowout.
You wouldn't happen to know who scored the first and last basket by any chance, would you?
I do not, unfortunately. I apologize.
But, just trying to track it. I'm mental tracking of these things.
But tonight, Hawk, I mean, you got a little action, baby.
Yes, sir.
The Miami Marlins, they do play today, 6:40 p.m., spring training. They play tomorrow against the Nationals, 6:05, and then they play Sunday at 1 against the New York Mets. And this is weird that I'm even bringing this up, but since we had mentioned it a couple times on the show, Kate Middleton, she's the Princess of Wales, she's been the subject of several conspiracy theories on the internet. It just was breaking news moments ago that
during the game, they broke into NCAA basketball. That's how worldwide this story is. I have been fascinated by it.
Yeah,
because she disappeared essentially from public life, which is almost impossible for a royal. And they said it was a scheduled abdominal surgery, which was weird because there's very few scheduled abdominal surgeries. And then she just kind of disappeared. But anyway, go ahead. She was diagnosed with cancer.
Right. It's a little deeper than that, too, because there were pictures that were photoshopped and whatever. There was a whole rabbit hole.
It's been wild. Yeah. It's been wild.
You could fall into but they announced that her doctors discovered cancer was present during her abdominal surgery, and she is now going preventative chemotherapy.
I've seen her before.
Everybody was looking for her for the last month.
She was down to Alamorada.
All right, guys, your weather from the Demesman and Dover law firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com, free consultations 24/7. rain in Miami, at least. Again, I don't know how it is up there, but it has
been all day.
It's been miserable all day. Ruined my outdoor pickleball plans this morning, too. Ridiculous.
What do? They postpone Ultra a little bit or something?
Nah, man. Rain or shine, those Plur vibes.
Put up some sort of roof.
We'll go on, baby.
They gonna be making love to them trees no matter what.
Man. Oh, that's my favorite part of Ultra.
The only thing better than being on ecstasy at Ultra is being on ecstasy at Ultra when it rains. All right, Hawk? Trust me. Not that I know.
58-56, by the way. FAU leading Northwestern. 36 seconds left in the ballgame. Coach Katie Meyer is going to join us in the next segment. Very excited about this.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Welcome to Moe's.
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
May sound like we're being ham-handed by playing We Are the World with Coach Katie Meyer coming on, because if you don't know her history with the show, you might think, oh, she's retiring and you're playing We Are the World. That's ridiculous. But it's not ridiculous. That happens to be her song on this show. We don't know why, but this happens to be her song on this show.
So. Should we let her pick her own song now?
No, we're not moving away from this now. I mean, how often do you get gold like this on the radio where somebody comes on and you get to play We Are the World, which is an all-time banger, by the way. Coach Katie Meyer is with us. She's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. She's been the head basketball coach at UM for 19 seasons. Amazing. She is the school's all-time winningest basketball coach, men's or women's, 362 career victories. She led the Canes to 11 20-win seasons, 10 NCAA tournament berths, the program's first-ever trip to the Elite Eight last season, which was a lot of fun, and she was the Associated Press National Coach of the Year in 2011, USA Basketball National Coach of the Year in 2013. She is responsible for sending many Hurricanes into the professional basketball ranks, as we talked about yesterday. She has done all that with class. Crowder, and there's a way about her that makes it so easy to root for her and her teams. And through it all, she's been a friend of the program. But I have used up all her time talking about her and We Are the World, and that'll do it for Coach Katie Meyer. No, Coach Katie Meyer is with us right now. Hello, Coach.
Hi, guys. How are you?
How are you?
I literally just arrived at my house in Key Largo, so I'm sitting on the porch looking at the water. Storm's coming through, but yeah, it's been an emotional couple of days. But I'm happy. Yeah, the retirement gift that you must give me is a new song.
Really? No, we have to stick with it. I think we have to double down.
If we could just remember why that is the song.
I don't know why.
That would help.
But
me
I think that's part
transition.
Of the. I think that's part of the beauty of this being your song is that we don't even know why. So I was going to ask you, because you and Crowder have talked about fishing before. I was going to ask you, how long before you're just fishing, enjoying retirement and fishing? And it sounds like not very long, since you're already in Key Largo.
No, I mean, what do you do after the press conference? You know, there's not this next plan. It's something you make a decision and you take care of your people in the best way that you can, and you take care of the families and the recruits and the players and all that. And then you don't, you know, and then you, you know, need to get out of the way a little bit and let Miami pursue greatness, you know? And I'm blessed to have somewhere to go for a little bit to the weekend and just, you know, reflect.
Hey, Coach, I do know how to get to Key Largo. You know, I know the directions. So if,
head south.
You know, if you need a
Crowder,
fishing
now
buddy.
Now I might have some time for us to actually do everything we've talked about fishing together for 19 years. Maybe we can finally do it.
Yes, ma'am. Are you going to be, because with your exit, the post
conference.
You put out, the press conference, but the post you put out was like, you're going to still be involved. Can I ask you how are you still going to be involved?
Right. I mean, I think one of the things, and Dan Radakovich just did an amazing job of turning around this whole scenario, because I think, you know, it was shocking to a lot of people. But I just kept saying, Dan, I want to serve. Like, I think I'm done coaching, but I do feel I love this place. And is there any way you could create something or a path for me to be a part of it? And, he went to Joe and Rudy and President and, you know, and really, I mean, it, remarkable, because I really didn't. I just knew that with the timing of, you know, the selection Sunday, and then there's, you know, transfer portal Monday. That's just a horrible, horrible timeline for the health of collegiate basketball. It's just a horrible timeline, and that needs to change. But in those moments, you know, I need some time to think. Let me reflect. Or yeah, but as you do that, like, is the program getting behind, and are things happening and taking care of? You can't take care of your people if you wait, and it's just a tough timeline. So. For Dan to be in that position and to navigate it the way he did was amazing. And because I do have juice. I still want to, you know, lead and mentor. And really, I mean, I love the University of Miami. So I'm so thrilled. But what the job's actually going to be, we'll kind of deal with that in the next week or so.
So how long was retiring kind of a thought in the back of your head? Because obviously I'm guessing it's like one of these things where you don't want to be honest with yourself maybe at some point. And it's like when you do get a moment and you're like, you know, if I'm being honest with myself, I think I'm done. But you don't want to acknowledge that thought, I'm guessing, certainly during a season. And it's also the end of, you know, everything that you know, not that you're not going to still participate in basketball in some way, shape, or form. So how long was it percolating? And when did it just finally hit you? You know what? I'm going to pull the trigger on this.
Yeah, when you're 30 and you say, well, I'm not going to coach when I'm 50, you know, you always say that, well, there's no way I'm going to be doing this job. I've seen these people that they, you know, coach and then you turn 50 and you're like, oh, I'm not going to, you know, so you keep hitting these milestones. But I think that really when a couple things that I just really struggled with, which was the name, image, and likeness and the transfer portal, when those things became such the driving forces of a lot of decisions in recruiting and that kind of thing, you start thinking, you know, that doesn't fit me. Like, that's just not how I've done it. And so that kind of, it's in your mind. And so that's not when you really say, well, I'm just going to retire because of that. But I think I've coached for 30 years. I've hadn't had more than 10 days off in 30 years just to gather and everything. So it's a combination of things. And you do it like a leadership calculus. You say, okay, number one, how do I take care of the University of Miami? Always, after every season, I always go through an inventory. what's the best thing for this program? How do I lead it forward? And then number two, what about my people, my players, my staff? Like, am I still serving them? Can I still lead them? And then number three, like, what about me? Like, does this fit? Are times changing? You know, so I do that every year in a different way. But those three principles always guide me, and it was pretty quick. I mean, it was like, wow, all these answers are, you know, retire, move on, and help them be great in another way.
And Coach, as Hawk, you know, spent 10 minutes rattling off your superlatives throughout your career, which one, like, as you now at the end of it, which one is the most treasured on the trophy case? Which shelf has the highest level of all those things you've accomplished?
When you said in my intro that I've been a friend of the program.
Oh, I was going to feed you that line. I'm so glad you took it. That was great. As Crowder was asking that, I'm thinking to myself, she better say
that may be the most relevant. I mean, that's the most relevant thing I've done in Miami is that you guys have me on the show. So, there's not just one. I did it 100% graduation, like 100% in 19 years. Like every player that stayed 4 years has gotten their diploma under my era or whatever you call that. And, you know, that's just really special. And so that's the one thing I think that you're going to hear me forever brag about, because that's not easy. But that's why we all got in it in the first place. We've won a ton of games, and I've, you know, seeing the players and going to their weddings and meeting their babies and coaching with ex-players and all these things, this full circle moments. But that's the one that is going to be hard to replicate, I think.
Have you thought about broadcasting?
You know what? Yeah, I really haven't had this decision settle in that long, but funny because, yeah, definitely had a lot of the congratulations text. There's been three or four of those kind of, what do you think, kind of moments of, you know, do you want to do this? And, you know, I'm open to a lot, but I like I said, I really just wanted to continue to somehow serve and mentor and be involved in the university, because it's like really a interesting time. There's a lot of complexities going on in collegiate athletics. And, you know, what I want to do is I want to make sure that coaches are honored and protected and taken care of, because I love this profession, and there's just so many good people that are just grinding away, and it's the last 2 years have just beaten a lot of coaches up, and I want to stand up and say, hey, we got to protect these people, because you know who's trying to enforce discipline? You know who's given boundaries? Do you know who's standing up and saying, I know what you want, but you don't always get what you want. You got to work for it. Like, those are coaches, and we have to protect them and make sure that they're still strong and have support.
Is there any part of you that just kind of wants to do nothing? That just says, you know what?
Yes.
I think I could do nothing for a year. I know, you know, it's so fresh right now, and you say, I'm going to be part of the university, and maybe I'm going to do some broadcasting, and the texts are coming in. But is there any part of you where you say to yourself, you know what? I don't want to do anything for a year. I don't want someone to call me about anything because of anything. Like, I just want to chill out.
Yes. There's a huge part of me. I don't think I could last a year, but you know, for 2 months, I think for sure I'm going to put on some gray sweats and I'm going to call Domino's and have them deliver a pizza directly to the pillow. And that's what I'm going to do this weekend. And maybe I'll read a book, which is something. But, yeah, no, that definitely. I mean, I can't say that I'm not exhausted and tired. I mean, I am. I'm touched and emotional and everything else. But to my core, it's I am tired. And that's not fair to the university either. So I will definitely take some time.
And, Coach, when you recharge, because you work too hard, you can't do it for too long. I went through it with my football retirement. It's just something's going to come over you. Outside of basketball, broadcasting, sports, can we see a Katie's Grocery Store or a Meyer Seafood or a?
Hey,
we can co-own Crowder Meyer charter boats. Like, you didn't think
we'll call it the Fresh Catch. Yeah, we'll go out every day. Yeah, that's what's so fun. I mean, I'm 30 years of coaching, but I'm 56. Like, that's crazy young, right? Like, That's the formula that I just didn't want to miss. I have a lovely, incredible wife, Hunter Reno, and I'm sure most of Miami people know the Reno family and what she's done. And, you know, she used to host Welcome to Wild Florida, and, you know, it's just a famous in her own right and has wonderful life right now working at the UM Sylvester Cancer Center in oncology and just an incredible person. So, you know, we're not going to be bored. We're going to be women of impact in this community and just so grateful for being a part of everything that Miami's just our home, and we're just thrilled to be here. So we won't be bored. We're going to be pretty happy.
Is there any part of you, though, that's really nervous about not coaching? Because it is. And by the way, I want to point out, she said 56. It's so young. Please remind that to Crowder and Solana, because they call me abuelo. I'm 54. I mean, I'm just starting to enter my prime, coach.
Put a picture of you next to Coach Myers. Just put a picture of you next to
I'm not saying she's not aging better than me, because she is. I'm just saying in age itself, 54, she's 56. I mean, we're just getting rolling here, man. Like,
that's That's right.
They're writing me off, coach. And I'm glad I have an ally finally in this. But yeah, she's in way better shape than I am. Actually, the only thing that I've been fixated on the entire segment with her is, what is she going to order on that pizza? Which shows you what I'm all about, which is what kind of toppings are going to be on that Domino's pizza. No, but is there any part of you, coach, where you say, yeah, this is the right decision, and I've talked about it with my wife, and I've talked about it with my family, and I know this is the right thing to do. And then is there any part where you're just beyond nervous going, ooh, when games start, though, how am I going to exist not as a coach?
Right. Right. And I think it's just, let me go draw up some plays, but like, how's it going to be to not have a team and a staff, you know, like, how's it going to feel to not wake up in the morning and just be so excited for the interaction of like, let's make a plan together. How do we succeed together? What are our strengths? What are our weaknesses? How do we, you know, that's just an incredible skill set. And I mean, it happens in business and everything else, but it doesn't. You know, there's like a banker in Topeka, Kansas that just never high fives anyone. And I get to high five people and hug them and say, great job, and, you know, celebrate. And all these, the highs are just like incredible. And, but it's usually, you know, on the backs of just a ton of hard work and some heartbreak and all that stuff. And that emotional part of coaching, I'm scared. I'm scared to lose that because, you know, where are my emotions going to go, right? So, that's why I just want to keep investing in something that I believe in, which is the university.
Hey, coach, I'm a hell of a roulette player if you got some time on your hands. That's
I'm too cocky to gamble. I'm too cocky to gamble. I think I win every hand. I can't do that. It's dangerous.
You want some emotion? I got some emotion for you at the Hard Rock.
You're in a void. We can fill it. It's a spinning wheel.
But, coach, Can you now, are you going to watch basketball as a fan and not be upset when they go underneath the, you know, the pick and stuff like that? Because it took a while for me to watch football enjoyably again after playing so long.
Yeah, I think like today, like I know, did FAU end up winning? Sorry, I was in the car. Did they win?
It's just about, it's still in overtime.
Yeah,
and
but there's 30 seconds.
Really no one's listening to this interview at all, right?
They're yeah. Well, I've got some money. Speaking of the feeling alive at the roulette table, FAU just crapped the bed in overtime. I mean, just they made a late comeback, sent it to over, the worst possession I've ever seen. The final possession of regulation. You should be thankful you didn't see the end of that. But crapped the bed in. And I love Dusty May. Crapped the bed in overtime.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but like, that's the thing. Like, I watch it, but like, I think just with the perspective of the, I really am scared a little bit about collegiate athletics right now and some of the decisions and some of the horizon and some of the landscape. And there's just such purity and joy to this March Madness. And I just, I hope people just understand, how hard the coaches are working, how hard these players are, and what they're navigating, what they got to deal with, and when they leave a game, you know, their phone blows up and with 1,000 opinions. And I just want to make sure it's got to course correct. We got to do something about it. We got to change it. We got to get it back to where, there are those one shining moments that, you know, really are pure and honest and on the back of a lot of hard work. So I'll watch it with hopeful eyes, I guess.
Coach Katie Meyer, she announced yesterday, to the surprise of many, us included, that her 19-year tenure was over at the University of Miami as the head women's basketball coach. Just in a greater conversation about women's basketball, how will Caitlin Clark change things for the WNBA and women's basketball in general? Because she's a sensation.
Right. No, she's incredible. And I think that, you know, I think the WNBA in the wobble, they called it, that was transformative. And I think, you know, Caitlin's going to help the WNBA and everything else. But I really think a big portion of during COVID with the what the WNBA players, how they led all together in the bubble there and at IMG in Bradenton, and then how, you know, the NCAA realized some of the inequities in the women's tournament, and that COVID moment, which was, you know, so hard and difficult, like out of this difficulty came a ton of growth. So I think it's a win-win. So I just think it's, those were huge moments for women's basketball.
And Coach, you brought it up a couple of times. You're concerned not for the on the court game, but off the court with the NIL and the transfer portal. And honestly, I thought about Nick Saban, because that's kind of the, he didn't say it flat out, but that's kind of the rumor of like Nick Saban is looking at this world, you know, the sports world changing. Like I'm not re-recruiting a kid every single day of his life. I'm not talking to an agent with an 18-year-old, you know, trying to worry about how much money they're going to get coming there. Is it, like you said, a course correction? Is it a lot harder than just a course correction? Because now the Pandora's box is open.
Well, no, I don't think it's a lot harder, because I don't think anyone's like, I mean, there's probably some, the top, you know, there's some people that really are in love with the model. And what I said in the press conference today is the University of Miami has gotten ahead of the model, been very innovative and very flexible. I don't know which way one's better or the other, but I do think that there's going to be a couple more seismic shifts that will, you know, separate or change or have one model and another model, you know, coexisting. So that those of you who are interested in doing it, you know, the old way or whatever, are going to be able to exist. And then there's going to be this new model, which is going to, you know, drive a lot of revenue and continue on this path. But, you know, I'm excited. I mean, I don't know. I'm naive as anybody else, but I want to definitely see it happen. You know, I think it's going to be, there's going to be more changes coming.
Same paradigm shift we're facing in our industry, Crowder. Will podcasting become the next AM radio? My money's on AM radio. I think we're just starting to explode in people's consciousness. I think AM radio is where it's going to be 5 or 10 years from now.
I like them all. Give me these checks, baby.
I say AM radio and newspapers. Put the money in that. Hell with cryptocurrency. Katie Meyer, we are so thrilled for you, because you sound very resolute and confident and happy about your decision. And we're excited, because this means that you're going to be more accessible to us than you are. Well, you don't know it. You intimidate me. And so there's a lot of times where we don't bother reaching out to have you on the show, because we get Coach mm-hmm. Katie. And when Coach Katie is locked in, I get very intimidated and get the shilkus, as they say. But now, I mean, you know, anything goes. We can call you at a moment's notice.
Oh, absolutely. Of course. Anytime. Oh, my God. What have we created?
Text me your address in Key Largo. Hey, I may come down this weekend. I'm looking for something to do.
You got extra room? Right.
Yes, we do. We do. We got a whole downstairs. We have a locket. It's open to anybody. Just come on through.
Down there at the house that we got a Monopoly set or something.
I'll bring a couple cases of beer. We'll be we good to go.
Katie Meyer, as I am reminded by John Ruth, the head of the UM Sports Hall of Fame and Museum. She is an inductee, of course, as I mentioned all her accolades before. But congratulations on an incredible 19 seasons with UM, and we're excited for you for whatever the future may hold. Thank you for being a friend of the program, Coach, and we will talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you guys so much.
There you go. Awesome. Coach Katie Meyer. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hock and Crowder Show.
You're listening to a show that's a live potato.
Loaded potato.
What in the hell does that mean?
Hock and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.